And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of October, 2009. Today marks the debut of one of the most famous poems of the 20th century. It was on this day, 1955, Allen Ginsberg read his poem Howl at the Six Gallery in San Francisco. The Six Gallery had been an auto repair shop. Now it was an art gallery. It was showing sculptures that were orange crates covered in cloth and dipped in plaster of Paris. And the reading was to promote the new gallery, organized by the poet Kenneth Rexroth. They sent out postcard invitations. About 100 people turned up. And six poets were going to read. Mr. Rexroth and Gary Snyder and Mr. Ginsberg, Philip Whalen, Philip LaMattia, and Michael McClure. Jack Kerouac was there. He bought four jugs of red wine that got passed around. Allen Ginsberg was the second to the last to read. He started at about 11 in the evening. He was 29. He'd never given a poetry reading before. Started off reading quietly. But then he found his voice and found his confidence, and the audience began to cheer. The reading got a lot of publicity in San Francisco, and Ginsberg became famous from it, even more so a year later, when the book Howl and Other Poems was published by Mr. Ferlinghetti's City Lights Press, a poem so famous that it is recognized by people, even people who've never read it, at least the first line. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night. It's the birthday of Diane Ackerman, born Waukegan, Illinois, 1948. Studied astronomy at Cornell, along with writing. Wrote a huge bestseller called A Natural History of the Senses. Her newest book, The Zookeeper's Wife, the true story of the couple who ran the Warsaw Zoo during World War II and kept alive what animals they could, and also sheltered 300 Jews, many of them in the animal cages at the zoo. And it's the birthday of Sherman Alexie, born on the Spokane Indian Reservation in Wellpinit, Washington, 1966, author of The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, and also a collection of short stories, War Dances, which came out this week. Here's a poem for today by Katha Pollitt, entitled Amor Fati. Everywhere I look, I see my fate, in the subway, in a stone, on the curb where people wait for the bus in the rain, in a cloud, in a glass of wine. When I go for a walk in the park, it's a sycamore leaf, at the office, a dull pencil. In the window of Woolworth's, my fate looks back at me through the shrewd eyes of a dusty parakeet. Scrap of newspaper, dime in a handful of change. Down what busy street do you hurry this morning, an overcoat among overcoats, with a train to catch, a date book full of appointments? If I called you by my name, would you turn around or vanish round the corner, leaving a faint odor of orange flower water, tobacco, twilight, snow? Amor Fati, a poem by Katha Pollitt from The Mind-Body Problem, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.